it's Monday again, and I want to welcome you back to Edgecast Mini. I hope you're having a good day. If you're not having a good day, then why don't you go ahead and start having a good day right now? You've already made your first good choice of the day, and that's to listen to this podcast. So congratulations. And I want to lead us to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. You should have read it already, or maybe you're going to a little later. But it says this: however, it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. You know, in all of our lives, there are countless times that we're faced with very uncertain situations about the future. We're all, faced with circumstances where we have to make decisions that really affect the future of our life, and we can begin to feel lost or hopeless. Maybe you're thinking today, what am I going to do after I graduate? What kind of course do I need to take? What career am I going to have? Where's God leading me, you know, this year? And many different kind of questions that begin to come into our life at these transition points. And it can often be like you feel like someone just walking into a situation completely blind and not knowing the way forward. And you know, you and I are so limited in our understanding and in our foresight and vision. But thank God that we have, you know, Jesus in our life, whose grace is sufficient for us. And not just that, but that he's given us the Holy Spirit to help us and guide us along the way. The Bible says in these verses that the Holy Spirit is the one that we call upon, because the Spirit is the only one, Paul says, that understands the thoughts of God. Imagine this: the Holy Spirit is God. He's the third person of the Trinity, and he understands the very thoughts of God. And so the same God that made us and who has great plans for our lives and knows exactly what you and I should do at every single situation, he's placed his Spirit in our life to guide us into that will. He says, you haven't even started to conceive the great plans God has for you, but you know what? God will reveal them to you by his Spirit. That is incredible. I mean, what better way to know the great plan that God has for your life than by knowing the thoughts of the one that planned it? So if you're facing decisions in your life today that you don't know what to do about, I want to remind you of two things. One, that there are awesome plans that God has for your life, that he really wants the best for you, and you haven't even begun to scratch the surface of the amazing things he has in store for you. But secondly, that God has given you the Holy Spirit as a gift, that as you seek God, his Spirit is going to give you direction, that as you begin to ask him and wait upon him, God will reveal his plans for you. I mean, maybe you can do that by meditating on his word today, or just beginning to pray, you know, and seek God, maybe even pray in the Spirit for a while, and begin to really place yourself in a position that God can speak to your heart. But whatever it is that you endeavor to do, I really believe that as you seek him, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal the plan of God prepared for your life. Be prepared today. Honestly, you need to be ready to be amazed by the awesome plan and the great things that God has in store for your life today.